you taking me? Where am I?
I don't know. I'm blindfolded, too.
Davis?
I'm just kidding. Come on. We're almost there.
Almost where? Davis, you are so nuts.
Here.
What is this?
Will you marry me?
What?
Becky, I have loved you since the ninth grade. Marry me.
You bought this house?
Bought it. I'm an architect. I designed it. I built it.
You built this house? For me?
For us.
You are so nuts.
And you are so sane. It's perfect.
This is like something out of a fairy tale.
So will you?
No.
Have a great time.
I still think it's a boring building, no matter how you look at it.
The absolute best thing about this building, in two words, billable hours.
Yeah, but did you enjoy doing it? Whoa, that's great.
Whoa. Okay.
Oh, where are you from?
Eh?
I said, where are you from?
Hungary. Are you from Hungary?
Yes, Hungary.
He wants to know if you speak English.
He said, are you ticklish? Do you spank?
Hardy.
Gwen is to be called Gwen.
Go. What? Go. Enjoy the party, gentlemen. Enjoy the party.
She liked you.
What are you talking about?
Hey, how's it going?
Hi, Davis.
She could have liked you. You just got to make it happen, Davis. Your life.
Hi, Davis.
Hi, Mr. Calvin.
Hi.
Becky is over. That was months ago. You just got to find a way to transcend.
Yeah, but how?
Get laid.
Marty, you're my most disgusting friend.
How about Denise? What about Patricia? I know she has the hots for you. What are the hots? Mosby, 11 o'clock.
Hi, Mr. Mosby. Well, congratulations on another beautiful job.
Thank you, Marty. I think everyone has a right to feel proud.
Absolutely. You know, I don't know if it's the champagne talking here or not, but I want to say your leadership on this has been an inspiration to all of us on the project, and I hope I've not embarrassed you.
Not at all, Charlie.
Congratulations. Very good job.
Thank you.
I don't know if you know Davis here from the firm.
He's Davis?
Mr. Mosby? The building. Wow. It's there.
Yes?
You know that Boston Bank building you designed years ago? I have stood on the sidewalk for hours absorbing that structure. It still surprises me.
Thank you, Davis.
Don't you think we should be going for that kind of originality instead of these same designs over and over, this cookie-cutter architecture? Don't you feel sometimes like we're just going through the motions?
We are the largest architectural firm in New England. Evidently, some people like what we do.
What are you insane? Why didn't you just kick him in the balls and tell him he has ugly children?
I thought he'd appreciate a fresh point of view.
Why would you think that? He's the boss. If I could find the right doctor, I would have my lips permanently sewn to his ass.
We're different.
Yes, come Monday, I will still have a job.
Hi, Mr. Simpson.
is Gwen, yes? I remember. Beautiful Gwen from Hungary who speaks no English. That is a drawing of an engagement ring, which I designed and even built. But as engagement rings go, it turned out to be a little, you know, big for the lady. So what do you say, Gwen? Gwen, do you get off? And where can we go?
Good night, kiddo.
Good night, honey.
I'll take care of opening tomorrow.
Oh, you will? I can sleep.
No.
Oh, I love you.
No sweat.
Ciao. Hey, guys.
Hey, Gwen.
Come on, chop, chop. Get home.
Taxi.
Ah, good night, little Howie.
Hey, you tricked me. Why were you pretending to be Hungarian?
Ambience.
Yeah, but you still tricked me.
I didn't trick you. I deceived you.
What's the difference?
Intention?
What, are you a law student or something?
Hey,
I guessed it. You're a law student? That's great. Where do you go to school?
Don't you mean where do I go to school?
I admit, I was a little condescending in there.
Yeah, when you thought I was just a waitress.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
I'm not a law student.
Why'd you tell me you were a law student?
I didn't tell you I was a law student. You told me I was a law student. I just told you I wasn't a law student.
Listen, can we go somewhere, you know, get a cup of coffee or something?
No, I really have to get home.
Well, share my cab. You know, I could give you a lift.
Well, thank you very much, but it's real close.
I'll walk you. I could use some air.
Well, there's just all these cities I want to live in before I die, and Boston just happened to be one of them. Of course, there's New York, which is where I came up here from. But before that, there was Seattle, San Francisco, Santa Fe, New Orleans, Akron? Yeah, well, Akron. I have the detour, you know, but I live there, so I count it. And then before that, let's see, then it was Toledo, which is where I grew up.
Gosh, I've never lived anywhere.
How can you never live anywhere?
Well, just here and Dobbs Mill. That's where I grew up. It's about 50 miles from here. It's one of those white picket fence sort of town, your basic church steeple and town square and the fireman's pancake breakfast. You know, all the kids grew up together and everybody knows it, you know what I mean?
Sure. So is that where she's from?
Who?
The babe who thought the house was too big for a finger.
Oh, Becky. No, that's over. That's
yeah,
over.
I bet you still have her picture in your wall, don't you?
Get out of my pocket. Come on, hey, you're knocking into the water there. Who cares about Wallet?
You could go to jail for this.
Hmm? No, that's her in the sixth grade. I got her more up to date. That's the seventh grade, eighth grade. Ninth. Let me just jump with it. That's Becky. But it's over, believe me. Did you see that picture? Was she a cute baby? Is that funny? Anyway. Oh, look. There's her driver's license. She was going to throw this away. And I said, are you crazy? That's a cute picture. Anyway, I don't even go up there anymore. I probably should at least take the ribbon off the house, right?
You mean you still own it? And nobody's living in it?
Yeah, it's a waste, huh? I mean, it's just so nice up there, especially this time of year where the leaves changing, you know? And it's got this wraparound porch that looks onto a pond, and in the living room, it's got these switchback stairs that go up to the loft. Sorry, I still get a little excited about it. I mean, you know, I don't use it, but...
But what?
But I just can't bring myself to sell it. You know, it's like I'm stuck where I am. Like, I can't change it. Do you ever feel like that?
No. I change myself all the time. Things aren't working out. I change what I do. I change where I live. I change myself.
Well, you're Hungarian one minute and a law student the next.
Woo! This is fabulous. Oh, I love it.
We're back where we started from.
Woo! Well, yeah, it's where I live, above the restaurant. I told you it was closed, but you said you wanted some air, so we went for a walk.
Listen, can I use your phone to call a cab? Do you mind?
Sure, why not? Good night, Ralph. Good night, Mary.
Hello.
Yeah. In return for waitressing, I get to live here rent-free. Which actually works out really well for him in taxes, and then what I earn is the tips, which is really great. Which you'd be surprised how well you can do. Particularly, I find, with that Hungarian thing.
Your lock's busted.
Yeah, I know. I've been ragging on Carol about that.
Who's she?
He. He's the guy who owns the Budapest.
Funny name for a guy.
Yeah, it is. Newt.
Huh?
I saw it on your driver's license. Newton Davis. What kind of name is that anyway?
Yeah, well, only my father calls me that.
Yeah. My dad's name is Bernard. Bernard, that's kind of a Newton-y kind of name, isn't it? Bernard. Oh, Dad. I remember that I used to curl up on his lap and watch Howdy Doody with him and roll down his socks and tickle his feet. Anyway, this is my place.
Cozy. I like what you did at the drape thing.
Yeah, well, I'm no architect.
It's nice. I like the way you use the negative space.
You're interesting.
Really?
Yeah. You're so average.
Guess you better show me where your phone is. What?
Well, I can't afford it. And I figured, you know, I didn't know anybody in town or anything, so I just didn't get a phone.
But I asked you if I could come up here and use your phone.
That's not what you asked me.
That is exactly what I asked you.
You did not. You asked me if you could come up here and sleep with me. Now you know that as well as I do.
Said yes.
Watch your step getting up.
Thanks. Bye.
juice. Cereal. Hey, and bread. Bread. So, Hazel, we're looking at $23.85. Should I put that on your account?
Thank you, Travis.
Okie doke. Hey, best of Stewie.
All right.
Potato, tomato, avocado, pint of ice cream, and steak. So, miss, we're looking at $34.63.
Right. I'll put that on the Newton Davis account, please.
I beg your pardon?
Newton Davis, 611 Hillside.
Yeah, I know Davis, but he doesn't have an account here.
Wait, you're Travis, right?
And you are...
Yeah, he told me about this store. Great place. God, it reminds me when I was little growing up, my grandfather had a store just like this one in a little town in Ohio.
And your relation to Davis is...
Oh, gosh, where do I begin? It all happened so fast, you know. I mean, well, I came here really just to, like, you know, get the house together and everything like that. And, in fact, he doesn't even know that I'm here, the truth be known. But I told him that I went to see my sister because she was pregnant in Toledo. And I thought it would be so great to, like, surprise him, which, you know, I hope I do. Anyway, I met him. And then he said to me, what a great little town this was and what a fabulous house that he built. And the truth is, I'm his wife.
You're telling me you and him are hitched?
Yeah, I hardly believe it myself.
Excuse me? Excuse me? Hi. I'm sorry, I couldn't help but hear back there. You're married to Newton Davis?
Yeah.
I'm Becky.
Becky?
Metcalf?
Becky Metcalf? Oh, Davis told me all about you. I'm Gwen. Did he tell you about me?
No, I didn't even know I was married.
Oh, we really haven't told anybody yet. It was just kind of that crazy thing we did. We just did it on the spur of the moment kind of thing.
That's Davis.
Hi, Becky.
Hi, Marge. Tell me, how is he? How is he doing?
Oh, he's great. You know, he's such a fabulous guy. Nowadays, it's hard to tell if a guy's even going to be there when you wake up, you know?
And you're living in the house?
Starting to. Just getting groceries and housewares, pots and pans.
The hardware store's over there.
Oh.
Come on, I'll introduce you.
Thanks. That's too nice. I don't have the cash for all this.
Oh, don't be silly. On your account. I'll have grab a... Harv, grab a percolator off the shelf there. Now you bring Davis around so we can congratulate him, that sly boots.
Well, I've got to run.
Okay.
Maybe I'll call you for dinner sometime?
Great.
Seems like the marriage is off to a good start.
Yeah, so far it's been ideal. Kind of like I died and went to heaven. Chair. You work here?
Yes, ma'am.
I love it. We could practically live in this chair, you know?
I don't see how.
How much?
It's $20.
How about I give you 15?
Well, no, it's $20.
I'll tell you what, I'll give you 17 cash.
We only take cash.
Do you deliver?
Free of charge.
All right. You got a deal. 611 Hillside? And do you think you could have it delivered by tonight?
What was that address again?
611 Hillside, that little house that Newton Davis built.
That house is vacant.
Well, we're moving back. I'm Gwen. I'm his wife.
Mine's George. I'm his father.
All I can say, sir, is that I apologize. Frankly, I was the one who, after your son just swept me off my feet, decided that maybe it would be best if we waited and see if the marriage was going to work before we, you know, told our families about it. Of course, Newton said, oh, you're just way too level-headed and you should be more impulsive and, maybe he's right, I don't know. But I just want to say that you guys raised the most caring, sharing man. Thank you.
Edna, any comments?
I don't believe it. You don't?
I just don't believe it.
Which part?
That he can be so insensitive, so irresponsible.
Because it's just like him, Edna. The boy hasn't changed a bit. What does he think marriage is? That's what I want to know. And this question goes for you too, young woman. What do young people today think marriage is?
You don't mean like write an essay, do you?
It's because of our little dispute, isn't it? Is that why he kept this marriage a secret?
Yes, it is. But he feels really badly about all this, Mr. Davis.
Well, you'd never know it to talk to him.
Perhaps because you don't talk to him, George.
Well, he's the one who never calls or visits.
George.
You beg the boy.
Mr. and Mrs. Davis, Newton is really sorry about, you know. And he just talks about it all the time. In fact, he talked about it the other night and he cried. You hear that, George?
I'm right here, Edna.
My boy cried. Why don't you pick up the phone and call the boy?
I don't think that would be a very good idea. You know, for the time being, why don't you just send messages through me?
George.
Well, suppose you... Oh, just tell him, please, for God's sake, come home.
Oh, George.
Come in. Come in.
Hello.
Edna.
Hello.
What? Good morning. Is it morning?
Oh, my. But if this isn't a convenient time...
No, it's fine. Really, come on in.
I didn't mean to come before
That's
you
all right,
were...
That's Emily.
You know, or dressed.
Oh, whoops.
So I see you've already found a spot to put your chair.
Oh, yes. Well, I'm just trying it out. Oh, what's that?
It's just a little something to help you get started.
Oh, no, I really couldn't. Wow.
After all, he is our only son. Let's go spend it.
Hi, David. Hi. I've been thinking about the house in Dobsonville, about selling it.
Sell it?
I could pay back everyone I owe money to.
I agree. Could you take a look at this, please?
Of course I think that keeping this house is like hanging on to the past. You know, the only entrance you have here is through the air conditioning
well,
duct.
Well, I know. I was trying to...
So I really think it's preventing me from having any kind of real relationship with another woman.
Right. With Denise. Patricia.
Or, you know, like that waitress the other night.
Oh, is it? The one who didn't speak English?
Very interesting woman. You got people exiting into a wall here.
Uh-oh.
Now.
Did you sleep with her?
Oh, gee, you know... Yes, the thing was, I woke up in the middle of the night completely tied up in knots.
Okay!
No, I mean as in anxiety. And I did this horrible thing, you know. I left. And I know what it is. It's Becky. I gotta close the book on that. I'm gonna sell the house.
There you go.
Oh, we just talk and talk. There's so much to talk about. We have this amazing communication, you know. It's like Chinese food.
Excuse me?
Well, you know, like on Thursdays or something, you just can't deal with dinner. And he comes home with, like, this big bag of Chinese takeout. It's just, like, he knew.
That's amazing.
I know. Chinese food. Can you stand it? It's fabulous.
Are you finished?
that?
Ooh, that's good.
So, you were starting to tell me how the two of you met.
Oh, right. I'm crossing Boylston Street, and this moron doing a right on red plows right into me, and then takes off. We never did catch him.
Were you hurt?
Well, my nose was busted, both my cheekbones were cracked, and the front part of my jaw was fractured. And then they had me all taped up like one of those mummies, and all you could see of my face were my eyeballs and my lips.
My God.
So I'm in this hospital room, and I'm sharing it with this woman who works for an architectural firm. And Davis came in, and he brought her some balloons. Well, I guess he felt sorry for me on account of my being, you know, like a mummy, you know. And he gave me one of the balloons. So then he came back the next day to visit me. And then he came back the next, and then the next. And it wasn't like a come-on or anything, because, I mean, you know, he hadn't even seen my face. It was just two people talking, during which came out that I didn't have the insurance to pay for the bill, so he paid for it.
Davis did? How long were you in?
2 weeks.
But how could he afford that? He's got all his money in that house.
Oh, well, you know he's an architect.
Yes, but he's just an associate. It doesn't really pay very much.
Well, you know he got promoted.
He has?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they love him over at that firm now.
They do?
Yeah, he's kicking big architectural butt. Anyway, he takes me home from the hospital, and he runs all these errands for me.
And all this time, he's never seen your face. You're still all wrapped up. Oh, this is so Davis.
And then one night, he kissed me. And we started to, well, you know. Oh. And here I am in this mummy mask, but it was incredible because I could be anyone. Oh, God. I can't tell you how hot that made it. Oh. So, then he wants to marry me and he hasn't even seen my face. So what he proposes is, which is, of course, what we did was, is we got married the next week at the hospital. And when the chaplain said you may now kiss the bride, instead of lifting the veil, the doctor unwrapped the gauze. And he saw me for the first time. And he looked at me. And he smiled. And then the rest. Oh.
What am I doing? What are you doing here?
Well, I got kicked out of my apartment. I had no place to go. I would have called you right away, except, you know, you just never told me where you lived or where your office was, even.
You're the waitress. Gwen.
Well, excuse me, but I thought we'd been introduced.
No, I recognize you. Just, you know, you were wearing that Hungarian garb.
Yeah, well, I had to get out of that place, you know, because Carol and I had a real difference of opinion of exactly when he could come into my apartment unannounced and exactly where he could put his hands while he was there.
Didn't you have any friends you could go to?
I told you I'd only been in Boston for 3 weeks. I didn't know anybody. All I had was that cute little drawing you did of this house. You know, I knew it was in Dobbs Mill, and I knew that, you know, we're just sitting here, not doing anything.
Where did all this furniture come from?
Bigelow's.
No, I mean, how did it get here? Some sort of furniture stampede?
I'll pay you back.
Pay me back?
Oh, Bobo, no. Come on, honey. The men are coming tomorrow to put in the dog door.
What is happening?
Well, if you just listen.
I'm listening.
All right. I was hungry, okay? So I went to Keller's Market to just pick up some peanut butter and stuff, and that's where I overheard Hazel telling Travis...
Whoa, Hazel?
Hazel Byron.
You know Mrs. Byron?
Yeah, your piano teacher? Great gal. I don't know if you heard about her son Stewie, but oh, what he put that poor woman through.
Wait a minute. Go back to the part at the grocery store where Mrs. Byron says to Mr. Keller.
Okay, so she told him to just put it on her account.
You charge the groceries to me?
Well, I was hungry. Now, come on, you gotta understand that.
Well, what'd you tell him? How'd you get him to do it?
Well, I guess he was under the impression that I was...
Insane?
No, I just told him to go ahead and put it on our account.
Our account?
Well, it seemed harmless.
You told him you were my wife?
What was I supposed to do? You tell me.
And he believed you?
And why wouldn't he believe me?
Well, they...
What's the matter? I'm not good enough to be your wife?
No.
Well, Travis thinks I'm good enough. And Harvey and Lorraine think I'm good enough.
This coffee table.
What about it?
It's my mother's.
I know, it's not my taste either. But all of this represents a compromise. You know your mother.
My parents think we're married?
Hey, it's not so bad. Come on, everything's going to be fine. Would you mind taking your feet off the furniture?
Gwen. You can't stay here.
Oh, why not?
But I hardly know you.
Oh, come on. Where the hell am I supposed to go? And what do you mean you hardly know me?
Look, Gwen, I'm sorry. I'm terribly sorry for the way I acted. I'm just going through a difficult time right now, and this isn't helping. Look, I've got maybe $100 here just to get back on your feet again. Go ahead, take it.
What is that, payment for services rendered?
Oh, come on.
I don't want your goddamn money.
No, just my goddamn house, right?
Hello?
Becky.
I was dying to see how everything looked, and I saw your car outside, and I... congratulations.
I'm so happy for you.
Well, you needn't be. You want to tell her, or should I?
You're a shit.
Maybe I'll wait. And
Becky, look, here's what happened.
Okay, but whatever it is, it's between you and Gwen.
Becky.
Let me just say one thing. That is a wonderful woman, and yours is a genuinely unique marriage.
I'll say.
To marry a woman whose face you've never seen until your wedding day at the hospital when the doctor removes the gauze? That is unique, my friend. It made my heart go pity-pat.
Did it?
Do you know why I said no to you that day? It's because you scared me. Building this house, putting a big ribbon around it. I didn't want to marry a dreamer. I'm not that brave. But what I see through Gwen's eyes, you look very different to me.
How?
Well, I could see how a dreamer with somebody who believes in him could do great things. I heard about your promotion.
Hmm?
Associate partner? Wow.
Oh, she talked about that.
Well. Well, she's very proud of you. She deserves to be. I must admit, I'm a little jealous.
Really?
Yeah, a little.
Becky?
Mm-hmm.
There's something I think you should know.
I slept with Boomer Bauer?
Yes, but it's not like you were being promiscuous. He's your old boyfriend, and you bumped into him one day, and you got to reminiscing, and it just happened. Except now you don't know where we stand.
You gave me an old boyfriend, and you named him Boomer?
I'm a little new at this, okay? But that's the beauty of it. That's why you left our apartment in Boston. Come up here and try and decide between me and Boomer.
I can't believe you told her that.
Well, I can't believe you can't believe it. I mean, you've told a few whoppers yourself, you know.
I told nice ones.
Gwen. I love her. I've always loved her, but, you know, something went wrong. She just couldn't picture me as her husband. But now, you know, with our being married, she finally sees me as a husband kind of guy. So I think you and I can help each other. So here's the deal. We're married, but our marriage is on the rocks. And every weekend, I drive up here and I try so hard to save this marriage.
And I get to stay in the house?
Absolutely. Meanwhile, Becky's heart goes out to me. You and I get divorced. And then, boom, I get Becky. What do you say?
Boy, for a while there, it was really a great marriage. Well, it was, until you came into it.
Happy.
You brought
home a princess.
Hi, Pop.
Son. My little boy.
I see you've met Gwen.
Why'd you do it, son?
I don't understand. I like her. I like her a lot. She is something of an acquired taste, but I've grown quite fond of her. It's just the secrecy. Not sharing the decision. I can't help but feel that it's part of our ongoing battle.
Oh, don't say a thing. Gwen said it all for you.
She has?
What I'm trying to say to you is I apologize.
You do?
I won't deny I was upset. First you go into debt to build a house that you won't live in and you won't sell, so you end up with both a mortgage and that crazy rent in the city. I mean, that's just...
Don't start.
Because finally you do make good decisions. Gwen, for instance. Plus now giving up the apartment and coming back here.
You told them I was giving up my apartment?
Let me think.
What she told us was how sorry you felt. Like the other week when you cried... No shame in it, son. Just don't do it too often. Nobody likes a crybaby.
You told them I was sorry?
Well, you did say you regretted the situation, remember?
Yeah, okay. But I never said I was giving up my apartment.
Sweetheart, her intentions were good.
Her intentions, yes, her intentions. But that's a whole separate subject, isn't it, dear?
Up yours.
Nicely put. Gosh, what a princess, huh, Mom? Look, Mom, Dad... I didn't particularly want to discuss this right now, but you might as well know that Gwen and I are separated.
What?
That's the real reason she came up here.
Wait, what are you saying?
I'm saying the marriage is a bust. Go ahead, Pop, lecture me. Another immature move by Newton.
I goofed, okay? I was winging it. I thought I was doing you a favor by bringing you and your dad back together again. I don't see why we had to get separated because of it.
Wait a minute. We separated because of Boomer.
We did not. I came up here to sort things out is all. Jeez, Boomer was just a one-nighter.
Honey?
Sweetheart? Look who Bobo and I bumped into accidentally talking.
Hi.
Oh, hi. Oh, my goodness. Look at all the furnishings.
I tried to use a reflective light to create a feeling of warmth.
I think I'll go make some tea. Oh, well, here's the tub, right next to the bed.
Notice it's designed for two.
Oh. I'm going.
Yeah, bye. So you like the house?
Oh, well, how could I not? It's, in fact, it makes me realize something. About Gwen sleeping with that old boyfriend. I could see how something like that might happen.
You can?
Can't you?
Oh, yes.
Which is to say that you should really be more understanding of her and forgiving. I mean, she's just human. We're all just human. Lemon or sugar?
Bye.
Bye. This was wonderful. Thanks for the tour. Oh, and the tea.
Mom? Dad? Reverend Lipton?
In the brief time I've gotten to know Gwen, I must say I was shocked, Newton, when yesterday your parents came to me and told me that you were both experiencing difficulties. But so often, just by talking it out, which we could arrange, say, on a weekly basis, perhaps at the church...
I am not going to marriage counseling with this woman, and that is final.
I'm disappointed in you, Newton.
George, please.
Seems to me you've gotten all you want out of this relationship. Now you just want out.
George.
But marriage is different from a one-night stand, young man. Or used to be, at any rate. And it ought to be, in my opinion.
What's everybody coming down on me for? This is all her doing. She's the one.
The one who what?
The one who made up...
Made up what?
Who made up... With her old boyfriend, and then bedded down with him. There, you want all the dirty details? There you are. She slept with her old boyfriend after we were married.
Maybe we should wait out on the porch.
The baby's a madman. Now he can't hold his woman.
Oh, shut up, George. I was bored.
What? No, let her get it out now.
Well, all I do is stay around this house all day, and he never lets me do what I want to do.
Try to be specific.
Well, like those art classes I wanted to take. And, like, sometimes I really want to go to the theater, you know? And then he complains about my thighs. So I say, oh, great, I'll go to dancing class. He says, oh, no, it's too expensive.
I don't believe this.
No, this is good. Purge, Gwen, purge.
Well, for instance, the courses I want to take at the university. Do you think he'll let me do that?
What about the tennis lessons? You quit after 3 weeks. And the same thing with the scuba diving.
Well, yeah, because of those comments you made about me in my rubber suit.
I said you looked like a porpoise.
Oh, really? What, is that supposed to be cute?
Well, then Flipper was a porpoise.
Well, I don't care. I don't want to be compared to Flipper.
Well, I'm not comparing you to Flipper.
Well,
I'm just saying that he was cute and you were cute. And suddenly it's a big deal.
Oh. Wanted to tell him, please.
Well, shut up.
Oh,
no,
look, here's
what the problem is. You know, I come home and you're always organizing. You're organizing.
For starters, let's begin by both of you trying once again to live under the same roof. Agreed? For you, Gwen, let's start out by trying to work on this idea of self-discipline, sticking with something once you've begun it. For instance, this idea of continuing your education. Now that, Newton, I must say...
I cannot afford it.
Even with your big promotion that the whole town is talking about?
See you at choir practice.
Don't we gather by the river because that's where they're going to find your body?
Grow feathers and shit in a tree. And why'd you have to go bring out my sleeping with what's-his-face for in front of your parents? I was mortified.
And we made a deal.
Hey, that doesn't give you the right to, at the drop of a hat, to disparage my reputation.
What are you talking about, your reputation? You're a con artist.
Don't yell at me. We're only pretending to be married. And it seems to me that the only person that's pulling a con around here is you with your friend Becky.
In return for which you have extorted free rent and a furnished house. And now, a college education.
And dance classes.
Lest we forget.
Are you nuts?
I thought you'd love the idea.
Of marriage?
It is not a marriage. It is a simple arrangement in which I will share my house with her in exchange for which she will argue with me in public and generally make my life look really pitiful.
That's marriage.
I'll be home around 6:30. You want me to pick up anything? Oh, no, that sounds good. Oh, no. I like that. Okay, great. Okay, bye, honey. Gwen! I just had a big fight with Gwen. I came home from work and she just started. I'm sorry, I really shouldn't even be talking.
No, it's just, come in, please.
I don't even know how I ended up here, really. I just walked away from the house without thinking about where I was going. My thoughts were so chaotic, and I just looked up and I saw the light in your window.
Davis, Gwen is here.
She is?
You bet I am.
What the hell are you doing here?
No, what the hell are you doing here?
Oh, God.
Becky, I am trying so hard to make this marriage work.
Oh, that is rich.
Rich?
Guys, please.
She promised she would never see him again.
Oh, and it's my fault? You want to ask Mr. Matrimony here when the last time we slept together was?
What?
You want to tell her the truth?
Really?
Once, and I don't want to tell you how long. And do you want to tell her why?
Me?
Because our Mr. Davis lives with a little dark secret.
Hey, I really don't want to get involved.
Oh, but you are involved. You're the secret. Oh, he's tried to overcome it, God love him. He's tried to forget about you. For a time there, I thought we were really going to make it. You felt so close to me then. We used to wash each other's hair. Everything was just so perfect. And then came Maui. What happened in Maui?
Well, Gwen might as well tell it.
Well, he went there to celebrate his promotion. And he was so happy then, almost too happy. He was working so hard to try to have fun and please me. He'd chase me into the surf and carry me into the cabana. And he'd dance and we'd drink and he'd toss macadamia nuts up in the air and catch them in his mouth and breaking his tooth in the process. So we had to spend the entire last day of our vacation looking for a dentist to do an emergency crown. And then I'll never forget holding his hand in that dentist chair waiting for him to wake up from the gas that they'd given him. Oh, and he had that cotton kind of sticking out of his mouth. And when he gazed up at me, and he said, Becky, I came here tonight because when you walked out that door, I just had to see if this is where you were going to go.
Gwen!
What are we going to do?
Oh, Davis.
That was great. I think she's definitely starting to come around. Thank you.
Just doing my job.
Maui, the dentist? I mean, did you come up with all that on the spur of the moment?
Yeah.
Wow, you are some kind of genius. You're like the Ernest Hemingway of bullshit. No, you're like a living work of art.
Oh, well, God.
What?
Thank you.
Now, this is not something we want to force on you by any means, but what we would like you two to consider is a little reception. A what?
Well, so many people have been coming up to us now that the word is out and asking what they should do, you know, in terms of gifts.
Gifts?
No. No gifts.
Well, understand, we're not talking anything lavish.
But would this be the kind of thing that I could, like, go register?
Certainly, we could go together.
Sweetheart.
Yes, honey bun.
Don't you think a reception is a really horrible idea?
No.
I mean, our marriage is in a very ambiguous state right now.
Which is why your mother feels, and I for one agree, that it might be just what the doctor ordered. See, give it a fresh start.
And I for one think you're right, Mr. Davis.
And another thing, unless this makes you really uncomfortable, I'd like for you to call me Dad.
You too.
No, it wouldn't make me feel uncomfortable at all. Dad.
Shall we?
Now, let me lay out our thinking here. Uncles, aunts, first cousins, and Gwen's parents, of course, and any siblings or other relatives who would like to come. We'd be delighted to have them.
I think this is getting way too out of control.
A marriage is bigger than two people, sweetheart.
Yeah, but we don't have to invite her family.
Newton, we'd like to meet them. They're our family, too, now.
Well, Gwen's parents are divorced. And what's more, they hate each other. And you can't invite one and not the other. And if you get the two of them in the same room at the same time, it's just, it's bedlam. Am I right?
Oh, you poor thing. I'm so sorry.
I just don't think a reception would be wise. No! You're angry, aren't you?
I am not angry.
Well, you're acting like you're angry.
I'm fine, okay? Can we drop it?
Well, what would you have done?
Davis, I'm not arguing with you. They're divorced and they hate each other's guts. Fine.
So I've broken this line, which is a continuation of this, a cantilever, the rafters, and run the truss joist this way, and turn a negative into a positive.
It is so depressing to work alongside someone of your caliber. When did you come up with this?
I don't know, this morning or last night.
You've been here all night?
Becky thinks I've already got this promotion.
You told her that?
Gwen did. So what do you think? Can you show this to Mosby?
No, you better do it.
Why? He likes you.
Davis, if I take that in there and Mosby starts carrying on about how brilliant it is, I'm going to take the credit.
What?
Mm-hmm.
You're my friend. Where are your ethics?
My ethics are that I know this about myself, so I am not going to take this in there and screw you over.
Mr. Sharpstein!
Hi, my name is Davis. I'm an architect on the third floor. Do you think Mr. Mosby might have a second sometime to see me?
Let me check. Mr. Davis from the third floor to see you? Okay. Go right on in.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Davis!
Mr. Mosby?
You're in a lot of trouble.
I am?
How the hell come I never knew you were married?
Hi, honey.
Why, if this little gal of yours hadn't wandered up to the wrong floor... Davis! When one of our young people gets married, I want to be the first to know, especially when his wife and I have so much in common. Why, we just figured out Gwen's dad and I fought in the same outfit in the Pacific.
Really?
Isn't that incredible?
Well, not half as incredible as the story of meeting the Dunkles.
The who?
Her parents.
Oh! Yeah, gosh. Was that ever funny?
You thought it was funny?
Well, no, later it was funny. At first, yeah, there was that one incident.
Which made me so angry.
Yes, but I can explain.
Shake my hand.
All right.
You brought that man back to life, Davis. You're an extraordinary human being.
Well, he's just such a great guy, Quinn's dad.
What's Quinn's dad got to do with it? I'm talking about your dad. When you sang Tura Lura Lura to him, bringing tears to his eyes. Damn, Davis, there's more to you than meets the eye. And you always seem to me kind of a strange duck.
That's because he's a swan, Mr. Mosby.
Oh, listen to her.
Honey, how come you never invited Mr. Mosby over to the house? My hubby designed the most beautiful little house.
Did he now?
Hey, I've got the perfect idea. The reception. Yeah, Saturday afternoon, nothing fancy. We're just going to have some family and friends over.
No, I don't want to impose.
Oh, no imposition at all, Winston. And wait until you see this house that he designed. And it's particularly great for entertaining.
Yeah, but you're going to be with all your relatives.
Yeah, like Gwen's dad. They're driving in from Toledo, and I'd love to show you the house, and you and Gwen's dad can catch up on old times.
Well, sounds good.
This is so fantastic. I can't believe you came down here to help me get this promotion. I mean, this is above and beyond, Gwen. You're amazing. Did you notice, by the way, how I jumped right in and picked up your cue?
Yeah.
I mean, this is so interesting to me, you know. Things like that. Your last name is Dunkel. All this time it never occurred to me. I never knew your last name.
Buckley.
What?
Well, technically my husband's name.
You're married?
Was.
So, like, Dunkel is your maiden name?
Sort of.
Sort of?
Well, it's my mom's name. Maybe my dad's, I don't know. He was never what you call in the picture.
So, who do you consider your parents? Let me put it this way. Who's the guy in Toledo who watched Howdy Doody and served in the South Pacific?
An invention. The problem is, if I might say, is that you stink at lying, and every time you try it, you get us into trouble.
Forgive me, oh queen of crap. Right now the problem is you don't have any parents.
No, I don't have any parents.
Did they pass away?
I don't know. Don't worry, I'll get some.
We are so pleased about the reception. And now your folks are coming to town, and the way you two are starting to get along, we like to think we had a hand in that.
Oh, look.
That looks like something Granny would have.
I think that's a nice pattern.
Nice?
What about this?
See, now that I like. Now that's us.
Excuse me?
So I suggested we have the reception because my feeling is a marriage is bigger than two people, and I just want to do everything I can to save it.
You're such a great husband, David. Can I ask you something?
Sure.
When you married Gwen, was it maybe in just some small way to get back at me? Show me what a wonderful husband you would have been?
Probably had something to do with it, I guess.
People do such foolish things.
You know, Becky, I just feel like I have so much to tell you, you know, because when I first met Gwen, you know, I was still on the rebound. Anyway, thanks for letting me talk.
I can't help but feel like a lot of this is my fault.
No.
No, if I hadn't turned you down, if I hadn't so misjudged you... I'm so lonely, Davis. The men I date, it never works out. I mean, most of them are just jerks. They make up stories. They'll tell you anything to get you into bed. Then there are the guys like you. The kind you don't appreciate when you had the chance. Thanks for letting me talk.
Can't you understand? You're married.
Your day?
I was okay. I was just too tired to make anything other than that.
I brought some Chinese if you want. I figured you'd be exhausted from shopping with my mother. I get exhausted just thinking about it. Did you get a dress?
You brought me Chinese food?
Yeah. Did you get a dress for the reception? It's in 2 days.
Oh, yeah.
You know, by the way, you know, it's not too much to ask. Would you mind not going around the house dressed like that?
Like this?
Yes, like that. And not just that, you know, because a lot of what you wear, you know, you happen to look very pert. And I have to live here, too, and I just wouldn't want to, you know.
What?
To confuse the situation.
Oh, you mean like nothing too revealing or too tight?
Tight and revealing. It's funny. It's, you know, it's like this kind of thing. You know, whether you know it or not, it's a turn on. You know, or you know, like this. You know, for God's sake.
That's a turn on?
Are you kidding? You look incredible in this. Just don't wear it.
How about this old thing?
No, especially not that. And out of fairness, is there anything I wear that you'd prefer I didn't?
No.
Boy, Mosby sure is pumped about meeting Gwen's dad.
I know. You know, if I just get through this reception tomorrow, everything's going to fall into place. The promotion, Becky, the whole ball of string.
You really think you're going to pull this thing off?
Me? Her? Gwen? She'll pull it off. I'm telling you, she's some kind of a genius, you know, a savant. I'm in good hands. But I want to do something for her after Becky and I are married. Hell, she's been kicked around so much.
Gentlemen, welcome to the Budapest.
I don't want to eat here anymore.
Why, what's wrong?
Gwen.
Gwen? Oh, beautiful Gwen. Where is she? You can tell Gwen that she can come back anytime. She's always fun for me.
You son of a bitch taking advantage of a sweet girl like that.
I'll see you back at the office.
Jesus Christ, somebody call the cops.
Yeah, fine, call the cops for him.
What's with you? What are you talking about?
I'm talking about what your boss there did to Gwen Dunkel.
Huh?
Or Buckley, rather.
Uh-huh. Gwen? You mean Gwen Phillips?
Phillips, okay, yeah.
He knows where it's Gwen?
Funny you should ask. You're the one who raised the rent. Put out or get out.
Carol did? That's a little hard to believe.
Why?
Well, for one thing, Carol doesn't own the apartment, and two, she would have told me. I've known Gwen since Toledo. What's that babe up to?
You know Gwen?
Look what Aunt Millie and Uncle Huey sent.
Nice. Bumped into Patty today.
Who?
Waitress at the Budapest. You might not remember her, though she was a pretty good friend of yours. She helped you get your job there. In fact, you lived in the same foster home in Toledo for almost 4 years. I gotta tell you, I think she was a little offended that you didn't call her after your boss busted in on you in your apartment. And imagine his surprise when I dropped in at the restaurant today and punched him in the face.
You did that?
Oh, yes.
For me? You punched Carol in the face just for me?
I punched a totally innocent Hungarian!
I know, but still, no one's ever done anything like that for me before.
You lied to me. Nothing new, I realize. But just for the record, you lied about having no place to go, didn't you? I mean, this whole thing has been one big put-on. Everything with you is a fake, a sham, isn't it? I know about you. I know about Ernie Phillips, the knight in shining armor. I know about finding yourself married and living in Akron at 16.
What difference does it make?
What difference does it make? What difference does it make? It's a difference between fact and fiction, for crying out loud. Between real and unreal. Between human interaction and bullshit. Just for once, Gwen. Just for laughs. Tell me the truth. Tell me why, for God's sake, did you come here?
I just wanted to see what it would be like to live in that picture. Not just the house, but the town and people, the life. I've never had anything like that before. I really didn't intend for it to get this elaborate. It's just that everyone around here keeps treating me like I'm somebody. Except you.
What are you doing?
Catching a bus.
Hey, this is not something you can just walk out on, you know, not after all we've been through. Gwen, how am I supposed to get the promotion you gave me that Becky already thinks I've got if Mosby comes here tomorrow and finds you gone, huh?
Do yourself a favor, Davis. Let it go.
Hey, we made a deal.
Yeah, and the deal also included that we got divorced, remember?
I'll pay you alimony.
What?
Well, you know, you should stay and help me. Just through the reception tomorrow, I'll give you $100 a month.
For life?
Well, yeah. Or until you remarry. I mean, that's the custom, isn't it?
You're too much.
So what do you say?
All right, I'll stay. Just keep your wallet in your pocket, Davis.
But I want you to have something.
I don't want your money. I will take the furniture, though.
Okay, now, George, the turkey's got two more hours. The jello mold's in the fridge. I'm just going to get to these cookies. Oh, sweetheart, did you borrow a punch bowl?
Yeah, from Aunt Millie. Aunt Louise. Not Aunt Millie? Don't start, Pop.
Are Gwen's folks in yet?
Yes, she's picking them up now.
Ralph! Mary!
Hello?
Hey, where you been?
Oh, have I got a job for you?
No.
I'm gonna go on in and dip when folks have arrived.
You must be the lucky man.
Well,
we're Gwen's folks. I'm Ralph. Excuse me. Bernie Dunkel. USS Pennsylvania. Assistant gunner's mate. That's Mary.
Hello.
Hello. We're good. Where'd you get
them? Well, I knew them when I worked at the Budapest.
Uh-oh. Here we... Let me get that, Mom, okay?
Oh. Thank you.
All right. Big moment now. George and Edna Davis. Bernie and Mary Dunkel. Oh, here you go.
Oh, I'll take that.
George, put it there, pal.
Hello.
Oh, well, yes. Hello.
I can't tell you how delighted we are that our little peach did so goddamn well for herself.
That good firm grip. I like that.
Hey, you know, this is a damn nice adobe.
Thank you, Bernie.
Okay, now, George, let's start off with one of Gwen with her folks.
Oh, I'm not dressed
yet. You look fine.
Come on, man. The guests are starting to arrive any minute.
Oh, leave him on the beach. She's excited. All right.
Now let's have one with just the mom.
I tell you what, why don't you take this? Bernie and I will go and break the ice.
Break it, hell, let's melt it.
George!
Oh.
Ray!
The whole family!
Bernie Dunkel, USS Pennsylvania.
Bernie!
Come on over.
Oh,
look at
George. Oh, Bobo, come on, outside.
What a greeting.
Gwen, Mary, now where did they get off to? Hello.
Where's Gwen?
I was just going to ask you that.
Sweetheart, the guests are arriving. You're needed pronto.
Is that the best you could do for parents? You got them off the street, for God's sake.
Gwen?
Gwen? Oh, God.
I see you.
Would you please get the hell away from the keyhole?
Well, what is it? What's going on?
Just go away.
Mosby's going to be here any minute, and I don't think your parents can carry it off without you. Please, Gwen.
Here is the bedroom.
Gwen!
Something wrong, son?
No.
Is Gwen in there?
Well, she won't come out. She's nervous or something.
Boy, Mosby's here. Okay, all right.
Mosby! USS Pennsylvania!
How are you?
Davis, you look great.
Maybe you should talk to her.
Hello?
It's Mommy Angel.
We're all waiting for you.
Hey, nice house. New.
Oh, great. Thanks.
Where's Matt?
Oh, hello. Oh.
Hi.
Hi.
Where's Gwen?
She's in her room and she won't come out.
I thought she wanted this reception.
Well, this is what it's like with her. You know, I try and I try and I try.
Davis, there you are.
Mr. Mosby, well, it's great talking with you, Aunt B.
Where's Gwen's dad?
Well, let's go take a look.
Talk to me, sweetheart. What is it? He's such a lovely young man with a beautiful house and a wonderful family. What's the matter?
It's all going to end.
What is, sweetheart?
You wouldn't understand, Mom. Now go away.
I wouldn't understand. Your own mother. Please, Gwen, don't shut me out. Don't keep shutting me out of your life. Don't treat me like a stranger, someone you just met on the street.
Is one of these guys Gwen's dad?
Gee, I don't know. It was 40-some years ago.
Hi, Newton.
Hi. I think maybe this guy?
That guy?
Well, no. Not that guy. I mean, these are all old men now. Not old men, but let's go look for him up on the wall.
You're breaking your mother's heart, young lady!
Don't yell at her!
She's my daughter, too.
She probably locked herself in the bedroom because she didn't want to come out and watch you get drunk.
Oh, so it's my fault, is it? That's right. Always blame me. It's not like you were a lousy mother.
Oh.
You want to see drinking? I'll show you drinking.
Oh, no! Get away! Get away!
So you can see that both bookcases are counterweighted so they can pivot easily, enabling the entire room to be opened up.
So where's Gwen's dad and Gwen?
Yeah, well, you know, they might be downstairs in the kitchen. I wanted to show you the kitchen anyway, because I think a lot of architects forget about the kitchen.
Gwen? I don't know what all the situation is between you and your folks, or between you and Newton, for that matter, so I can't give you advice. I won't tell you what to do. I can only say we love you, Gwen. You're family now. I don't know if that means anything anymore. But we're here for you, sweetheart, if you need us. You are still in there, aren't you?
So what the furnace position that way, the duct. Now, I want to show you the front closet.
You don't think they're in there, do you?
No, I didn't.
How were you able to do this, Davis, on your salary?
Well, mainly I borrowed from my dad. Oh. You know, because you know how he and I are. I want to show you the windows, Mr. Mosby. I chose the 4x4 panel.
Oh, yes? Assistant Gunner's Mate Bernard Dunkel, USS Pennsylvania. Seaman Third Class Winston Mosby. Oh, this is great. You know, your face is familiar.
I was just thinking the same thing about you, Seaman.
I'm just going to say one word. Midway.
Oh, what a knife. We got hit midships by a torpedo. Just then, a Japanese Zero comes in real low. I get him in my sight. Flames all around. Gun so hot I can hardly handle it. I get him. Take that, you motherless son of Hirohito. Just as I spot another one.
We weren't hit. We weren't attacked by Zeros.
You calling me a liar? Oh, God. Oh.
Son?
I think you should talk to Gwen. Whose side were you on, anyway?
Whose side was I on?
It's important that you talk to her. Who won the 43 World Series?
Bernie.
Newton.
Pop.
Daddy.
Gwen.
Winston, hi. That's not what happened at all.
It isn't?
No. I mean, Dad went through quite a lot during the, you know, the big one.
Evo? Happened to a lot of good men.
Yeah.
You know, I wanted to show you
so something. So beautiful.
Uh-huh.
Davis, would you sing Chora, Lura, Lura?
What?
Well, this would be the perfect time. I was so moved by that story when you brought tears to your father's eyes.
No.
Davis, it would mean a great deal to me. Davis has consented to sing a song which is very special to him and his dad.
Hey, put a lid on it, will you, Mom?
Don't take that tone of voice with your mother, young lady. Show some respect. Winston.
Why, thank you, Bernie.
Something funny?
Oh, we were just telling Davis stories.
Oh, he thought fun.
Davis, do you remember that time that you built that tree house when we were kids in my parents' backyard? Oh, it was so incredible.
Davis built me a tree house, too.
He did?
Yes, on our honeymoon night.
Really?
Mm-hmm, in a big tree up in the Boston Common.
And the cops didn't stop you hammering away in the middle of Boston Common?
Remember you surveyed it constantly.
Davis?
Oh, well, I prefabricated the panels and secured it to the tree with cable suspension.
Isn't he the greatest?
So what line of work are you in, Bernie?
I'm retired.
Oh, from what?
From all the big, hairy bullshit.
Davis, do you remember our adventure walk?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, there was this one time we went looking for a crashed meteor.
Son, could we speak to you a second?
Well,
we've been talking with Mary, and she wants to get back together with Bernie. And your father and I were thinking if they could be close to Gwen.
Like we're close to you. Right. Well, I'll build them a cottage across the pond.
David, did we or did we not adventure walk from Manhattan to Boston?
Yes, we did.
Satisfied?
I never said you didn't.
Huh, like hell.
Do you think, for instance, that this boy could have designed a house as creative as this on a corporate kiss-ass committee?
All I said was that you and Davis are obviously well-suited for each other.
Don't you think I know what that means?
I just meant that you're both very creative.
Oh, so in other words, we're both liars. I hope you're hearing this.
Sweetheart.
Don't defend her. Are you listening to what she's saying?
I don't hear her saying anything.
Exactly. That's exactly the problem. You don't hear and you don't see. Don't you think I know that you're in love with my husband? Do you think I don't know about your sympathy for him for having married a fruitcake like me? Well, you had your chance with him. You had it building your damn tree house and on your adventure walks and on the day he offered you this house and you blew it. I'm the one who found him. And I'm the one who knows what he's worth. And you're the goddamn one who wants. Oh! You're the one he wants. God damn it.
I'm sorry. I better go after her.
Davis!
I'm sorry, sir, about this and about my father.
Oh, I remember, Bernie. He was always that way. Davis, I don't know what's going on between you and Gwen, but maybe keep this in mind. I wouldn't have seen this house if it weren't for that wife of yours, and I wouldn't be giving you the promotion I'm giving you if I hadn't seen this house.
You know, especially between Becky and your dad. You know, I mean, Ralph. I mean, in one stroke, you fixed everything. You know, I think maybe, you know, smashing the gifts and all was a bit over the top, hey, you know, but who am I to complain? You did it, Gwen. You did it.
I want this marriage to work.
What?
Well, you heard me, damn it. I mean, was Maui nothing to you or Boomer, the way we were able to work that out? I mean, okay, we had to go to counseling. I'm not saying that everything's perfect, but I really think that this marriage is worth saving.
What marriage? Gwen? Gwen?
Would you mind taking me into town, please?
Sure. Gwen! Gwen! Thank you. She left me. She left me, Becky. Oh,
Davis.
I don't know what got into her. I thought the relationship was going along fine. I really did.
You tried. You did your best.
I was never dishonest with her, you know. I always told her the truth, you know, about you, about everything.
Davis, was it really true about the way you met her in the hospital and about the way you and she got married and the trip to Maui and building her that treehouse?
Look at me, I'm crying like an idiot.
Oh, of course you're crying.
Well, I mean, I'm really...
Davis, just tell me the truth.
Becky.
Yes?
Everything she said was true. I love you, Gwen. I want to marry you.
Is that it?
Well, yeah.
Look, Davis, we're not right for each other.
What?
I can see that now. I don't want you to feel bad about any of this. I mean, you were really kind of decent to me most of the time.
I can change, Gwen. I can live in a make-believe world. Hell, I already was. Half the things we tell ourselves are fiction. The only thing I know that's real is that I love you.
I used to think that was enough, too.
Isn't it?
Step aboard, please.
Wait. Don't you remember the time I had myself delivered to you in a box for your birthday? And how the guy I paid screwed up and delivered me to the wrong apartment? And how the lady who opened the box freaked out and started screaming? And I ran out of there just as you poked your head into the hall. And next thing I know, this one's bashing at me for having an affair with her neighbor. And this one's bashing me for being some kind of gift wrap pervert. And all I had to protect myself was a dozen long stem roses. And you never even read the note.
What did the note say?
I'll tell you what it said. It said... Marry me, Gwen. I'm lost without you.